me. It's something that I've done for most of my career, and it's something that they've had to call upon me to do here because we've had guys go down, unfortunately. And I thought Rashad did a real nice job stepping in and going to left, and Danny stepping in. I mean, we had a lot of guys all over the place yesterday, and even with how poorly we played up front, which we thought we played poorly watching the film, we still had a chance to win it there at the end, which just goes to show how if we can be on our game up front, doesn't really matter who's in there, we can do well.
When you're making those changes, mid-game, going from left guard to the right side tackle, I mean, it's hand placement. What's, like, the biggest change at that point?
For me, it's the speed of which things happen. At guard, everything happens very quickly. I mean, guys are on you very quickly. Guys are there very quickly, but they're not the faster guys, to whereas when you move out to tackle, the guys are more space, but they're faster, if that makes sense. There's more, you're not touching a guy for half a second or a full second at tackle, whereas at guard, you're touching a guy instantly or right away because he's right there in your grill. And so I think that's the biggest difference, just the speed of which things happen, inside or outside.
Okay, so you guys played poorly. Why?
Yeah. I mean, I think we missed some things with our eyes that we've been picking up in the past. We didn't turn things over combination-wise, like just little things. Then the protection-wise, we've been doing a pretty good job all year of keeping the pocket clean for Case. And to give up six sacks, that shit really hurts in the room. And we know that there's nowhere to point the blame but ourselves. So we're just going to continue to come back to work and just keep fighting and know that that's not acceptable for what we've put as a standard from before this year.
Case, meanwhile, kind of pointed the finger at himself, saying he's got to get rid of the ball quicker. Is that just the kind of guy Case is? He's
not absolutely. Going. I mean, I think Case played tremendous he was under duress a lot of the day, and he made some big-time throws when we needed him. I mean, and he kept coming to the huddle, and he kept saying it, and he kept, I mean, it's not over, boys, and it wasn't over, and we all knew it wasn't over. And Case was out there, and we were all just going to keep fighting for him because we knew he was going to keep fighting for us, and I think that's what I love about this offense. What I love about this group of guys is there's no quit in any of us. I mean, it didn't matter if we were going to be down by 10 points, 30 points, or whatever it is. We're going to fight until the bitter end.
But is Case the kind of guy that's never going to point the finger at anybody else?
Absolutely. That's just who Case is. Case is always going to be his worst critic, and he's going to definitely point the blame, and he's going to shoulder the load, even though we know that we need to play better so that he can continue to play the way he has been. Thanks, guys.